Welcome to Book Notes, the Ohio Channel's conversation show where we look at Ohio authors and books about Ohio. Here to talk to us today is Mr. David Weaver, Executive Director of the Ohioanna Library. Many people might be familiar with the yearly Ohioanna Book Festival and the Ohioanna Annual Book Awards. But what else does the Ohioanna Library do for Ohio? For the answer, we welcome David Weaver, Executive Director of the Ohioanna Library. So you're the Executive Director. Can you give us a little background on Ohioanna?
Well, Ohioanna, I'm the only sixth director in its 86-year history. It was started 1929, very interestingly. The First Lady of Ohio, Martha Kinney Cooper, avid reader, moved into the governor's mansion over on East Broad, now the Columbus Foundation. But when she got there, she was appalled by the fact that the library did not have a collection of books by Ohio authors or about Ohio subjects. And she thought that if any place should have it, it should be the governor's mansion. And she pulled together a group of people to help her to do this. And from that simple concept, the Ohioanna Library was born. First year, we got 350 books. Today, we have over 75,000 books, copies of sheet music, biographical files, scrapbooks, ephemera, all either by Ohioans or on Ohio subjects, just like Book Notes.
So the requirement is you're born in Ohio, or you've written a book that has Ohio in it.
Yes, actually people ask all the time, what do I have to do to qualify as an Ohio author? You were either born here, or you have lived here for at least 5 years, or you've written a book that's on an Ohio subject. We actually have one of our Ohioan awards, which we just held a couple of weeks ago, that is for a book about Ohio or an Ohioan. We created that category so that we could honor authors who are not Ohioans themselves as long as the subject of their book. So for example, last year, our winner in that category was Doris Kearns Goodwin for The Bully Pulpit, because the subject of her book was partially about William Howard Taft.
Can you tell us about some of the current Ohioanna Award winners?
Well, the current Ohioanna Award winners, a great list of people. Tony Doerr has won for All the Light We Cannot See. Ann Hagedorn, who has been a guest on this show, won for The Invisible Soldiers. Stuart Friebert was our winner this year of the Ohioanna Poetry Book Award. Not a name as familiar perhaps to some people, but was the founder and first director of the creative writing program at Oberlin College, which has an outstanding writing program. That would be a fascinating topic sometime, I think, you know, about all the great writing programs that are here training the new Pulitzer Prize winners of tomorrow. So J. Patrick Lewis, who was the third National Poet Laureate for Children, won for Harlem Hellfighters, and Jacqueline Woodson, who won the National Book Award for Brown Girl Dreaming, won for Brown Girl Dreaming for the Ohioanna Book Award, and will be at the Ohioanna Book Festival this coming April.
We have a lot of big name authors, either from here or associated with the state. I'm sure you can just list a few of them off the top of your head right now.
Yes, well, I mean, going back to even before Ohioan existed, Paul Lawrence Dunbar, poetry. In the early years of Ohioan, James Thurber, Louis Bromfield were both very good friends of Ohioan and were honored by Ohioan. In addition to Thurber, I mean, humorists like Irma Bombeck, novelist Toni Morrison, historians Arthur Schlesinger Jr. And it goes right down to the current day today when we have authors like Anthony Doerr, who earlier this year won the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction and in 2000 was the winner of a special grant that we give called the Walter Rumsey Marvin Grant, named for our second director. And it is for writers 30 years of age or younger who have not yet published a book. Tony won that when he was 26, and now 15 years later, Pulitzer Prize. So we feel pretty proud of that.
You know, I've often, and I read about this, the New Yorker will publish 40 writers under 40. And I've often thought about there should also be an award for those over 40, because it seems like you've seen a whole different sort of life. Have you thought about doing anything like that?
We actually have, and next year will be the 75th anniversary of the Ohioan Awards. For many years, we gave a career award, and it was for a life of achievement, so therefore a person for a body of work. And most, of course, obviously, then those writers tended to be older writers, and we've had people win that, such as R.L. Stein, Thurber, Bromfield, many other people that I have mentioned. So in 2010, when the funding kind of went south for various and sundry reasons because of the recession, et cetera, we suspended that award temporarily, and we decided, you know, well, we're going to put it in the mothballs for now, but we're going to revive that again in 2016. And so for the 75th anniversary of the Ohio Awards, which incidentally are held at the Ohio State House, we will be naming a new, I don't know who it will be, some excellent candidates, though I'm sure they're out there, who have not yet been honored for their body of work by Ohioana.
It's funny, when I was under 40, I was all about the under 40 or under 20 or under 30 awards. And now that I'm over, I'm like, there should be more awards for old people.
Yes. Yeah.
So we know that in American literature, there tends to be a little bit of breaking things up by region. So there's regionalism. Mm-hmm. So we've got the Southern writers, you've got East Coast and things like that. I, maybe forgive my stupidity here, is there like an Ohio regionalist, or is there a Midwest regionalism?
I think, you know, it's been debated as whether there is a Midwest regional kind of literature. I definitely feel that authors who come from Ohio, come from the Midwest, their writing is informed by their experiences. For example, you had as one of your very first guests, Celeste Ng, who grew up in Shaker Heights. And though she now lives in Massachusetts, the setting of her book was Shaker Heights. And so the experience that people have of either living here, working here, growing up here, I think, you know, permeates their writing. But as to whether is there a Buckeye literature, I don't know if you could actually say that there would be.
So I'm imagining you've read quite a bit of Ohio authors or Ohio subjects. Is there any sort of common theme you can say that says like, I could detect, even not knowing this person was born in Ohio, I could detect there's some Ohioism in there?
I don't know per se in everything, you know, because again, I'm not looking for that when I'm reading. And I tend to, just my own personal taste, I am a lover of nonfiction more than I am of fiction. So therefore, I'm interested in biography, history, things of that nature. But I would think, particularly, you know, like when someone used like certain vernacular, things of that nature, Donald Ray Pollock to come to mind, who wrote the book about Knock'em Stiff, Ohio, which was the town where he's from, The Devil All the Time. You know, his writing is permeated with the kind of the language, the feel that you would say, yes, I can identify that this person is from Appalachian Ohio, things of that nature. Now, for example, somebody like Paula McLean, who wrote Circling the Sun, historical fiction. Her books are set totally with people, places, and things that are outside of Ohio, even though she herself is an Ohioan.
What kind of things, I know that you also have sheet music.
Yes.
There. What are some interesting parts of your collection that you can just...
Frank Crummett is probably the composer that we have the most requests of information for. He wrote The Buckeye Battle Cry. So his claim to fame, wrote a lot of other ditties of the early part of the century in the 1920s, you know, but that there made him
definitely
famous.
That's the fight down the field.
Yes, right.
Scarlet Gray.
Yes, yes.
And I'm about ready to just break into song right now.
Yes, Scarlet Gray. So.
Yes, speaking about breaking into song, your background was actually in voice, right?
Yes, yes. I actually intended to be an opera singer. That was my original... goal, dream. I studied with private teachers. I also studied at the Ohio State University and at the University of Cincinnati, and took voice. I have done many roles with Opera Columbus over the years. I was the founder and first director of Columbus Light Opera, which did many seasons of Gilbert and Sullivan here during the summers and moved down to the Southern Theater. So that is definitely a part of my background. But I always, as a kid, loved reading. So it was kind of like, you know, I feel I've been very fortunate. I've spent my life in the arts. It's just that I moved from the musical arts to the literary arts. I wrote a book about an opera singer by the name of Ruby Elsey, who was a graduate of The Ohio State University in 1930 and created one of the original roles in Porgy and Bess, handpicked by George Gershwin to create the role of Serena. And I got fascinated with her story, told her story in a book called Black Diva of the 30s, and it was actually published by University Press of Mississippi. And I actually did a talk about my book at the Ohioan Library, and that's how I met Linda Hanks, who at that time was the executive director. And Linda, all Linda knew about me was that I sang and that I'd written this book. And she said, well, what do you do when you're not singing and writing? I said, well, actually how I've made my living is as a fundraiser in the arts and public broadcasting. And her eyes kind of lit up. She said, really, we're getting ready to create a position for our first ever fundraiser at Ohioana. Would you be interested? And I said, yes, I would, because not only am I a fundraiser, I'm an Ohio author. So it worked out perfectly.
This is perfect. So are you working on any books right now?
I'm not, no. I have looked at a couple of subjects since my book came out in 2004, but I've never really found something that grabbed me the way that this, you know, this woman's story grabbed me. And so I've contented myself with writing short pieces. I've done a lot of articles, interviews, particularly for the Ohioan Quarterly. I just did an interview with Deborah Robison and Lucy Lee, the niece of Jerome Lawrence and the daughter of Robert E. Lee, on the 60th anniversary of Inherit the Wind. Yeah. And so that's a great thing. I'm going to interview Will Haygood for the next issue of the Ohioan Quarterly. And I do fun articles as well. I did a great article that was a lot of fun for me called Ohioan at the Movies. And it was about movies which were either written by Ohio authors or based on Ohio books. For example, or most people don't know that the name perhaps P.F. Kluge, teaches at Gambier at Kenyon College, wonderful author, wrote a story called The Boys in the Bank in 1971 that became the film Dog Day Afternoon. So, and of course, my personal favorite, Shane. A lot of people do not know that the film Shane is based on a book by an Ohio author, Jack Schaefer, who was a sports writer in Cleveland for many years, had never been further west than Chicago, but wrote one of these classic novels of the West that, of course, now is a classic film.
So how do people actually, how do they interface with Ohioana? Can they check books out there? Or what do they...
Well, we have a non-circulating collection, so people do come to the library and use it for research purposes. And it's because we are about collecting and preserving Ohio literature. And so therefore, when a book comes into our collection, unlike a public library where they're weeding out their collections, you know, making way for new things that are coming popular, a part of what we're about is, again, to preserve the contributions of Ohio writers to Ohio literature. And so therefore a book will come into our collection and it stays there. So it's kind of a unique concept. We're very unusual in that most special libraries, which we are a part of a larger public library or academic library. For example, I just mentioned Lawrence Lee. The Lawrence Lee Theater Research Institute is part of the Ohio State University libraries. I did research for my book at the Billy Rose Library at the New York Library for the Performing Arts. So, but Ohioana is unique in that we are a special standalone independent library that is dedicated to a specific purpose.
Well, that is great. This time has just flown by, and this is usually the point in the program where we have this speed question, speed round, although it's not really speedy. But I have four questions that if you can answer with just some small phrases here. Pencil, pen, or computer?
Computer.
Computer, that's it. Note taking, everything like that?
Yes. My penmanship is such that that I find it's easier to keep mental notes and then translate them to the computer.
I would imagine that you read a couple of books at the same time?
Yes.
So what are the books with your bookmarks in right now?
Right now, Showdown, which is the wonderful book about the battle to put Thurgood Marshall on the Supreme Court as the first Black Associate Justice, and that's by Will Haygood. And I also have been getting into finally now All the Light We Cannot See, Tony Doerr's Pulitzer Prize winning novel. So we're just very proud of Tony, and everybody said, you've got to read that. And I just say, I never had the chance to, but I'm finally getting around to that.
What Ohio writer would you want to meet?
What Ohio writer would I like to meet? I would like to meet Louis Bromfield, because I was director for 5 years of the Malabar Farm Foundation and helped build the Visitor Education Center there. Very fascinating guy, because he had this great success as a novelist and then switched gears in the 40s and turned to nonfiction writing, and is very influential because of that.
Great. And then finally, what would you say to your younger self? I always get that look.
What would I say to my younger self?
What advice would you go back and give yourself?
Talk slower.
Great. David, thank you very much for your time here. David has a book. It's the Black Diva. It's on Amazon, and it has a companion CD with it, so you can actually listen to the diva sing, Ruby Elsley, sing while you read. Also, you can go to the Ohio Anna, check out their wonderful collection. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.